This is Doug DePrecker, WRPR News. In late October, the devastating storm known as Hurricane Sandy struck the tri-state area and left a lasting impression. The hurricane took exactly 253 lives and did an estimated damage of $65.6 billion, making it the second costliest hurricane in U.S. history, not to mention the emotional distress. A family I am very close with, the Speckharts, were directly affected by this hurricane because their summer home of 20 plus years has been completely destroyed. I am now traveling with them to see the damage done on the home for the first time. Driving through the streets, there are piles and piles of people's belongings in front of their houses. The sand dunes are about as high as the sky, and half of the roads I drive by are just warped with sinkholes.
The Speckharts talked about all the great memories they will take with them from the house.
The memories of the house, well, will be everything that the kids that we all did there as a family and grandparents, and now they're old. Who knows if the house will be rebuilt for them to see it, and Joe learned to ride a bike. It's just all the memories of the things that happened there, not so much the things in the house, but of the people that were there, and the peace of mind that you got when you got there, just a whole different atmosphere.
Memories every time you took a piece of whatever was in the house, walked it out to the curb, the whole history of, you know, when you got the sofa, who gave it to you, you know, who spilled the soda on it, you know, how many times Joe fell asleep on it or whatever. All those memories went through your head as you carried it out to the curb.
They spoke about what steps they will take from here.
Today we had to gut the walls so that this structural engineer would be able to see the house and decide what's going to happen, if the house is going to be knocked down or not.
They also talked about the future precautions they could take should there be another natural disaster on the horizon.
Well, there'll be a lot of precautions that we'll take now because we're forced to. The federal government is making us take the precautions. We have to, whatever they say, put the house up on pilings and make it to the standards of the FEMA.
Looking back, it was very inspiring to see all the residents band together to help each other in such dire circumstances. The volunteers' help to rebuild the houses was just tremendous, and the strength and courage these families showed was really, really remarkable.
This is Doug DePrecker, WRPR News.